Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. Otto Loos with All Clean Laundry, which is very important. That's what I'm so concerned with. And, of course, we're in the middle of the Christina Loos Show. Actually, we're not in the middle. We're at the end. I mean, it goes so fast. It really does. Between just having conversation, but also Christina bringing us up to date on what's going on with the Zoom meetings and the Mediola meetings and the neighbors to neighbor, you know, different stuff going on. Otto?
John, you just mentioned the word laundry, by the way, just as a suggestion for seniors who may have a problem with doing laundry because the machine is on the wrong floor or, you know, who knows what the issue might be. There are services out there, which we do use one of, and I'm not going to use their name because that's not the purpose of this, but the point being that it's something to consider. It does not cost that much more. If you add up at the end of the year, the fact that you don't have to buy Tide or Clorox or whatever, or Downy or whatever other things you have to buy, it's really not that expensive. And they pick up the laundry and they bring the laundry back to your house, nicely folded and ready to be put in the drawer. So
I never did that. You send everything out? Shirts, your pants, socks, everything?
Everything.
Wow.
Everything. And you know you have to have enough clothing. We only send it out like every 2 or 3 weeks.
Right. So okay.
Enough of changes of clothes, you know, to be able to go through that period.
Well, you have shirts for 20 years, Otto. So of course
that's
you
right,
have plenty.
Like you. Yeah, but you. Yeah, but and they do dry cleaning too, by the way, this place. So you know, it's to me, it's worth it. All right, especially. It's just, you know, you don't have to worry about it. It's not really as big a luxury as you might want to make it sound because it's not that expensive.
Right. Okay.
You know, you don't have to have a washing machine. You don't have to have a dryer, you know, all of the above. So it's right. Something to think about for seniors.
A little plug, Otto. I like that. Also, what launched, which is very exciting because we're always trying to keep people active. And everyone knows our Project Independence exercise classes were a huge hit and sold out registration all the time. So now we have them on the town cable station. So there is Margaret, who is one of our fabulous instructors, is doing Zumba and different fitness classes. Rebecca Miller, our very own Rebecca Miller for Project Independence, is doing yoga classes via the town station. So North Hempstead TV is on cable, channel 18 or 63. And on Verizon Fios, it's channel 46. New programs will air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. So you can kind of check. There's all new content, which is really, really fun and cool. And I think it's good, too, for some seniors who necessarily can access it online. You know, you could just watch it on TV. So that's really cool. But if you want to watch it online, you're able to do that as well.
I just put the TV on channel 18 and it's 1 o'clock. So if you hear me huffing and puffing,
he's going to be doing his yoga. Or
something. I'm yoga.
But so that's a great program. I also want to remind
you. I'm not kidding you. It's Rebecca Miller is on right now.
I like that we're like really just, you know, getting everything coordinated.
Now we're going to watch Otto doing the downward dog.
I can't pick up my laptop and show it to you, but maybe I can.
There
you go.
Yeah, I see it.
Who knows to back?
That's a small world, huh?
That's great. I like that. It was good timing, Otto. Also, I want to remind people our transportation program is still up and running. You would call 311 to schedule a ride. The hours for grocery stores are 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you're able to do that twice a week. And then the medical transportation, which normally was discounted, is completely covered by the town as of now. And no tips are expected from the constituents either. The town is taking care of that too. So call. And there's different things, you know, which is great. The transportation program from the very beginning has been kind of tweaked to fit what's going on. So everyone, you know, knows has been through us to certain supermarkets, you know, out of toilet paper or something, but you know that this place might have it. So we're really working with constituents and only doing individual rides to do these kind of things. So that program is.
And it's one person per car, right?
Absolutely. So we're not doing any kind of rides or anything. I also want to encourage people. I know that some we've been getting calls about face masks. We're actually looking at an agency who hopefully might be doing some donations to North Hempstead seniors. But making a, and I want to be clear, a face mask, they're not, and not everyone needs to walk around with a surgical kind of high-tech mask on. What they're asking people are really just face covering. So this could be made through a scarf or a fabric. I saw someone make it out of a sock, which was really interesting, I saw online. An old t-shirt. So it's really just something that's going to cover your face. If you have rubber bands or hair ties, you know, it's just involving folding and putting that over. And North Hempstead created a beautiful flyer. They also have a video online to show you. So this is something, it's really not that hard, or can cost you anything to do this. So
now, if somebody calls 311, you can email that flyer of instruction to them.
Well, our social workers have been trying to see, because like I said, there are some organizations that are working on donating, you know, masks to people. So we're just figuring out different ways, but which is good is that we just want to tell people it doesn't have to be, you know, a high grade mask that you're wearing. It's really a face covering. So, and now, I mean, online they have all kinds of fun ones. I've been ordering all kinds of. I ordered a Harry Styles one for all of you who are wondering.
Oh.
People with kindness, which is his slogan. So when I get my cool mask, I'll show it off to everyone.
What's his slogan?
Treat people with kindness.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Kind of my motto. Yes. Go ahead.
Motto?
One that I did yesterday, the parks are open.
That. Thank you. You just segued into what I was going to say. So that launched yesterday.
I did walk yesterday.
It's called passive recreation. So that's the new buzz term. So all North Hempstead parks, not actual buildings, are open as of yesterday. You must maintain social distancing, 6 feet apart, wear a mask, you know, or face covering. And obviously it's saying use common sense and common courtesy. We really want to encourage people, you know, because what's horrible, and I've actually seen it, you know, people just throwing their PPE, whether it's gloves or masks, just out on the floor. Which I don't really understand, like, why someone would totally need to do that, but that's what's been happening. Obviously, get rid of that. And just be aware of people. You know, we want to keep, I always say to people, you don't want to ruin something for everyone. You know, because if these things do get out of hand, then they get taken away, you know, and you're not able to do it. So we want to do things safely. You know, the weather is getting beautiful out there. So that you're able to exercise, which means walking, running, hiking, biking. Enjoy nature, bird watching, look at plants. You can paint, draw, photograph things. What's still closed though for the time being is playgrounds, different sporting fields, boat ramps at Manor Haven Beach Park and North Hempstead Beach Park, and obviously no large gatherings. The town dock is open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., but still no big end. But this is a step in the right direction, and I think it's positive. Get out there and enjoy North Hempstead, is a beautiful park. So it's nice that you can do that.
You were talking about littering. In the building I work in, which is only four stories, people wear gloves. I wear gloves when I'm leaving here. You open the door, you open the dish, you do that. Right outside the door is a garbage pail. So you can take them off, throw them away, and then I get into my car. And I wash down my car anyway with alcohol wipes. The number of gloves in the parking lot is mind-boggling. You know, they walk maybe 200 foot or 100 foot or whatever. They just take them off and throw them on the floor. I never in my life.
It's defeating the purpose, you know, because the gloves are supposed to protect other people. So now you're going to have someone pick up your dirty gloves.
Right.
Like, it's just, it doesn't take that long to dispose of something. And if you're not near a garbage can, frankly, you can bring a little tiny plastic bag and throw it in there and then throw that out. You know, I mean, there's ways around this. There's really no excuse for that. So
yeah, it's just rude people.
Otto, have you played golf yet?
I'm playing Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Because I wanted to see how that whole thing.
I'm looking forward to it. You have to walk where I'm playing. And that should be good. But I've been walking every day. So
that's, I think. Right. Otto's always got this. So that's exciting. I encourage people to check out the parks safely. It's really nice that, like I said, these things are, we're taking baby steps to get to.
Do you know if that trail is open, Christina?
That's an interesting, I think it should be, but don't quote me on that.
Part of the park. It's part of Hempstead Harbor Park. Right,
right. I know, I've never been it. And I said to my wife, maybe we'll go there one day.
Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't be
open. Okay.
Obviously, but I could definitely double check that. There's also, I just got an email about this, National Grid sent out a warning because there's evidently some scam that's going on. It's a phone scam. Imposters call customers demanding immediate payment, threaten to shut off service. And their National Grid wants to remind that as of March 13th, the company temporarily suspended collection-related activities. So immediately when you hear that, you know, that's not going to, your service will not be disconnected. Because that is all suspended. So immediately you will know that that is a scam. So just don't, really don't answer the phone. Is your best bet. Don't answer. Don't give any information. So that just came out from National Grid. I wanted to get out there. There is also a virtual hangout series that the town will be offering. This new shows will begin airing on May 18th. This will also be on North Hempstead TV. Everything will include basketball and football skill classes, kids' dance parties, the National Circus Project workshops, a reptile show. So there's going to be all different kind of programs that the town usually would offer, you know, in person, but now it'll be virtually. So it's really just trying to keep kids connected. And obviously we mentioned the PI programming that we're doing. And also North Hempstead just sent out a press release that Supervisor Bosworth, along with 13 Long Island town supervisors, are coordinating a summer reopening. So you know, we always hear watching all these different press conferences that you can't kind of do one thing somewhere and not somewhere, you know, so you want to kind of keep it so nothing gets overpopulated. So I think it's great.
Yeah, because if our parks are the only ones open, then everybody's going from Suffolk, you're going to drive into our park.
Of course, everyone's super pent up and I like totally get it. But they're doing it. So their goal date to have kind of a layout plan is May 18th. So hopefully we'll get some more information that. So this will involve kind of beaches and different park stuff and activity. So it's really, you know, we say this all the time. It's really a day by day kind of thing. Information changes so rapidly. And hopefully things will kind of keep going like they're going to maintain this kind of thing. So that's exciting stuff that's going on in North Hempstead. And you could always call 311 or 869-6311 for any of this information.
And next week?
Oh, next week we have on TJ Hatter, who is from the Letitia James's office. And he will be talking about all the scam awareness stuff that they're doing there. So stay tuned for that. Should be very interesting.
Yeah, and she's put a couple of bills through recently in that debt collectors can go after the money that you're getting from the government right now, which is a good thing. But nevertheless, that's our show for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Thank you.